Good morning, you guys. What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Dr. D with the Boom Factor. And I just want to say, good morning, world! Oh, shucky, shucky now. Man, I'm telling you, it is a marvelous day. God always make a way. We just got to come up to a higher level of thinking with our frequencies tuned into the holy power of God. And I'm telling you, if you just take time, I always say, stop, drop, and roll. Man, you got to stop and be still and know that God is for you no matter what. You got to roll on out those goals. You got to roll out all the negative. Well, I say stop, drop. You got to drop off the negative. Get away from all that lower level thinking. And roll out the positive thinking. Roll up the high frequency of your thinking. Tap into a new mindset. All right? Nobody's responsible for your life but you. Okay? We all have been faced with so many atrocities. But I'm telling you guys, in the midst of every trial that you enter, even the test that the enemy bring to you, it's a lesson in it. What is the lesson? And if you feel like you keep going through it over and over again, I mean, you didn't pass the test. What is it that you're missing? Because I'm going to tell you for a fact, this lesson, I was like, whoa, what the Father taught me with this one? Oh, yeah, it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. It don't matter what nobody say, no matter how people feel, what they feel, how they think. It's all about God, Yahshua, and it's all about me getting myself straight, taking responsibility of myself. Now, my gifts and talents is to help somebody, and that's what I'm doing. Oh, he about to hit that man. Speed, look at this. See how it happens? You know what I'm saying? You have to start being responsible. And the most thing I've been posting off and on is like, wake up! Wake up, you guys. Please wake up. Wake up. Please wake up. Don't just shout it out. Don't just take what God has given you to help somebody. Let it be a living, some living energy, some living manifestation where you know in your knower that your knower know that it knows that what you use, you can't lose. Why? Because you know God got your back. God got your back. But guess what? It's processes. You know, I had to give myself some grace last week because I had found out some information pertaining to business. And I was like, it kind of like gripped me. I said, yeah, because God, you know, I know you schooled me in this and you schooled me in that. How did I miss this part? But you know what Daddy revealed to me, y'all? And I want to give you all some grace this morning. You know what Daddy revealed to me? He said, that's why I say it, faith to faith, glory to glory. It's different levels, y'all. Until we cross over and rest in the heavenly realm, because y'all know they got realms, right? Y'all know it's just not one realm or one heaven. They have realms in the heavenlies, all right? Ain't no just one heaven. It's a heavenlies and realms. You know, you got to study, man. And I just want to put this plug in. Y'all need to go online to YouTube and download the audio book of Enoch. Ooh, I see why they took that out the Bible. You know, Jesus said they have many books, right? You can even read that in the book of Malachi. There's many books. And even they got a book written about you. So you got your own book in the heavenlies about you. You have an assignment. You have a spiritual scribe. Come on, Holy Ghost. You have a spiritual scribe that's writing down everything about you. And oh, don't you get there and start testifying to somebody else. Oh, boom, shakalaka. That's where your gifts come in at. I mean, like, when you're in that situation, whoa, when you're in that situation, man. Then God have to open up the books and say, okay, what's going on? What's going on with my daughter? All right, well, you know, over here, she lifts us up in the midst of chaos, man. Hey, go down there and make something happen for her. When she call upon me and use my word according to the will that I have for her life, move. And I'm telling y'all, that's what's happening. It's been a fight, y'all. I'm telling you. I've just accepted the fact that I'm God's warrior. I'm a general in the faith. And he have confidence to know that I can overcome without giving up in the midst of whatever he threw at me. So I've accepted that fact. But this is what I didn't accept about myself. Is that all the equipment that God has given me, I was not utilizing them to the 100% that we supposed to. I didn't maximize. And a lot of us, we get complacent, we get comfortable, you know, nonchalant. And we don't maximize the very power that God has placed in us to operate in this world. And maybe that's why we have shortcomings. Maybe that's why you can wake up and everything going good. And then by the time that evening comes, it's like, what in the world happened today? You know? Remember, it's no gray area in this walk. And I learned this during this summer, during my studying. All right? There's no gray line. It's either black or white. And it's good or evil. You can't mix that thing, y'all. You either for God or you're against him. Ain't no lukewarm with the Father. I don't want God vomiting me out. Whoa. I don't want God vomiting me out. I want him to know that, hey, what you up here doing, Satan? Going to and fro, what? You ain't got nothing else better to do? Have you considered my daughter? Man, she gonna chop you up. Hit you with your best shot. So we thinking when the tough times come and the adversity comes and all the negative pop up, we thinking like, oh Lord, what's going on? You know? But really God had confidence in you and he is activating. Okay, y'all know I'm a movie buff. You know, he is activating what he already put in you. If y'all saw the movie Salt, right? And in the movie Salt, she was an FBI agent. And she didn't even realize her mission. She was brought up as Russian. She was trained as a Russian. She was trained to be an assassin. She was trained for the appointed time as that day came when the Salafila Shavaka came into that she was leaving. Matter of fact, she had already clocked out. She was going to meet with her husband. Hey, she was going to meet with her husband and celebrate the anniversary. And then here they come, this man coming in their office and just disrupt her whole plan in the natural sense. But really what he was doing, he showed up to activate. Oh, come on now. Now, she had to fight her way out of there, right? Because at first, she didn't understand what was happening. She didn't understand what was happening. But she knew she had to get out of there. And once she got out of there and went home to look for her husband, all of a sudden, gradually, right, things start kicking in. She was activated by the pressure. She was activated by the unknown. Come on, take time and listen to what I'm saying. Y'all know when I'm coming with you with some real anointing, deliverance words that bring grace to the hearer to give you power to overcome and manifest God's love for you in this earth. So that thing you're going through right now, God just activated you. Come on now. He done activated you. So now what you gonna do? All that word you've been hoarding, all that praise you've been dancing, all those scriptures you've been reading. Oh, come on, shuck it now. Okay, activation time. What's happening? You better pull out your weapons. It is written that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He said he has given to me goodness. He has given to me an abundant life. Yeah, I see you trying to steal, kill, and destroy me. But my God said that I come to give you life and have it abundantly. And if you go over to the Amplified, he said to it, overflow. Huh? I don't see nothing overflowing yet. So guess what? Payback. Payback. See, we got to get radical. I was sharing. We did our fake board vision. And you can go on Godfidence on the YouTube channel and go and get that. You still have time to participate with that. Oh my God, it's powerful. I've been doing it since 21, and all the stuff so far has come to pass. But one thing I have learned through this process, that we have to get God out of the box. Because we like, Lord, I need help. I need this. I need $50,000. But guess what? You may not get $50,000 in your hand. But guess what? You just got a debt cancellation of $50,000. Guess what? God answered your prayer. Whoa. Lord, I'm going to need a place to stay. I got to find me a house. Whoa. God then blessed and had somebody to open up their doors for you temporarily while you looking for the house he wants you in. Come on now. We got to get God out the box. Lord, I don't understand this situation. You know, I'm trying to read. I can't stay focused. You know, well, the word says the memory of the just is blessed. So what scripture are you going to use for that? The memory of the just is blessed. Now, continue and get focused and alleviate the distractions, because it's only the distraction that's going to cause you not to focus. And whatever struggle or whatever situation you're dealing with now, it's a lesson in it. Okay, Daddy, what is it? What's going on here? I had somebody literally lie to me. Literally lied to me, y'all. I mean, and that lie really, it cost almost 25 G's. You understand me? Just snatched it, just took it. And I was like, what in the world is this? Now, God, I know I have discernment, but whoa. But guess what? It was a lesson in that. Because that's what caused me to take those law classes. Understanding commercial law. And I said, now Daddy, you know you done created a monster here, because it's on like Donkey Kong. Then when I tapped into that and tapped into consumer law, oh baby, it's on. You hear me? So I'll never worry about the opinions of people. God delivered me from opinions of people a long time ago, so it really doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, everything still start and end with me saying yes or no. It's my choice. No more to blame. I don't blame nobody for anything. But through the situations, you guys, God is allowing you to see who people really are. No matter what you try to do, no matter what you try to extend your hand and help and go beyond, they're going to always have somebody ungrateful. They're going to always have somebody that's going to reveal to you that, hey, it doesn't matter. I want it this way. And if you don't do it my way, well, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Man, come on now. You don't have to be like that, Jack. Like Martin always say, can we just get along? But let me rewind and go back to what I was sharing with you guys, okay? All right? It is so important that we stay on a high frequency at this moment. They have a lot of things that's transitioning from where they was planning it before 2020, but oh, then it stepped up the game, you guys, and you all going to have to make sure that you pay attention to every day of your life. You're going to have to stay alert. You're going to have to get some things in order, you guys. And most definitely, especially my people, please start reading everything. They got some things. And man, I was reading something. I was trying to create a presentation for Canvy, right? And so they have to let us know what's going on. Well, and it's right in our face. But where they get us at, they know we're not going to read all that stuff. They got to put it on there, right? Right? They got to let you know what they're doing. But they already know you're not going to sit there and read no 3, 4, 5 pages of some type of policies when you say, I agree to the terms, right? You're just trying to get that presentation done with your name and all your information on that Canva application, not knowing that they're securitizing your application and making money. That's why it is so cheap for you to be on Canva. Well, by me saying that, I was trying to create and didn't even have a chance to do it because I was reading. When I clicked one link, it went to another company. Then I clicked another link, it went to somewhere in China. Then I went and clicked another link, it went somewhere in UK. And I clicked another link. I said, well, damn, how many companies is attached to this one picture? Aha. So no matter what, they're protecting themselves. They have their subsidiary companies attached to their work, all right? And so they can do whatever they want. They're literally telling you what they're doing with your information, all right? I'm giving y'all some free game. This was some stuff I was going to talk about on Wednesday night. Remember, we got the 12 days of Christmas for business this afternoon. I'm going to just come in for about 10 minutes. I seen yesterday, this was just a highlight of what was going on, but it literally starting today, 12 days of Christmas. And but we're gonna go into some more private stuff on Wednesday, so you're gonna have to register. I'm gonna put the link tomorrow so you can register. It will have a small fee because I'm going to share with you all some very important things. I'm gonna help you guys do some stuff. I'm just want to be a blessing to you all as always in Christmas time, which I know I'm gonna let y'all know right now, Dr. D already know Christ was not born in Christmas on the 25th. All right, I really don't celebrate Christmas like everybody else celebrate. That's my rest day, you know. That is my like annual year rest day, all right? But I do, I have grandchildren. We celebrate the night before, you know. We have our fun, let them open up their presents, you know, and we just do family. And it's all about family, y'all, anyway. It's about family. You know what I'm saying? It's all about family, okay? And so with that, I want you all to really, really be proactive. They're about to change. They're working on changing. They're already working on the digital dollar, all right? So even if you have money in the bank, I will go ahead and take that money and buy me some gold. You see all the ads and everything, go buy you some gold and silver, okay? That's true for the lawful money of this land. It's money, is silver and gold, all right? That cash dollar, that Federal Reserve note, that's debt notes, all right? And I'm not going to spend more time on that. I'm giving y'all too much already, all right? But with that, you all, just be on alert, you guys. This stuff is shifting, man. All right? And I don't want y'all blood on my hand because I'm not going to hold this information. Now, other stuff, yeah, we're going to have to do in the private, all right, in private sessions, all right? And so the public is just going to be little bitty stuff that you all need to focus on and watch these other people out here that's on these internet, that's on the social media, they flashing stuff. Oh, you can do this here. You can get every business. You can get $50,000 with just your LLC. Baby, that's a process, honey. It's a process, I'm telling you. All right? But if you stick with Dr. D, and I'm going to lead you to somebody else that's really on top notch on all of this. All right? We're going to talk about it on Wednesday. All right? So get your coins together. All right, it's going to be underneath $100 for you to register. So get your coins together right now. Look, I have not gotten where I'm at being stingy and tight and have a poverty mentality. You got to come up to a higher frequency, you guys. And what we're going to be talking about on Wednesday, really, that's almost a $5,000 session. But you're going to be able to get in on underneath $100. All right? And I'm serious. And so even after that, because like I heard one of my beautiful queens stated that no matter what she try to do to help people, somebody always going to go and try to steal and use your stuff. And guess what? They don't even understand the process. You do not even understand the process. Just taking stuff and running with it and messing people up. And I'm not going to mess you up. The only way you're going to get messed up if you're not following the instruction. You're trying to skip steps. I always did say that, even in business. And how we do business, really how we do in our personal life. You can't skip the ABCs in the elemental P to get to Z if you didn't take time to understand what B, C, D, E, F, G is. Oh, come on, y'all. Let's use some wisdom, y'all. And then when it don't work, we quick to want to blame somebody else instead of you just sitting down and saying, you know what, I didn't listen. I'm trying to do it the fast way. You know what, Dr. D did tell me that, and I got mad, and I try to blame her. But you know what, I sit down and look at it. No, this woman tried to help me and my family. And I just went off the deep end because I was desperate. And that's what most people are at this point in life, and the way things are going, we got a lot of desperate babies. You know, because it don't go your way, you're whining. Yeah. Complaining is whining like a baby. Because they did this, and I went to that company, and it was like this. And they didn't do this, and I paid my money. Well, you know, you just pay for a service. To be honest with you, you just pay for a service. Or you pay for information, and you still got to do the work. You pay to go to college. Almost $50,000, $60,000 you paid to go to college. But you still had to buy more books. You still had to sit there and read. You still had to take the test. You still had a part to play, people. Come on, let's grow up. Let's grow up, men and women. It's time to grow up. And I'm telling you, the things that I encountered the last 2 years, it forced me to grow up. I thought I was grown until I started hitting my head against a brick. God had to show me some stuff. He had to slap me around in the spirit. It was a good thing. It was a good thing because our God is not abusive. My father is a very loving God. Even when we done messed up, daddy still be there and be shaking his head. He's like, daughter, why you just didn't come to me first? I have you some help. The Holy Spirit is right there. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. But no, we think we're grown. No, come on, let's repent. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil. We think we're grown. We ain't nowhere near grown. We're a bunch of babies with titles on our name, you know, degrees and plaques all on the wall. We think we're grown. We done did something. And God looking at us, shaking the head, say, y'all haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg. We haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg. So I just pray that this encouraged somebody to literally like, you know what? I got to get my act together. I got to see what's keeping me bound to not move to that next level because I know it's there. I see it. Excuse me. I see it. I feel it. I know I can obtain it. But what's blocking me from getting it? And it's right there at your fingertips, y'all. And if you're listening to me, guess what? You're right there at your breakthrough because I didn't broke through it. Oh, yeah, it's about to go down. I'm not saying and revealing nothing to that degree no more because I already know how that happens because, you know, people still like me tripping. But I'm enjoying my life, though. And just because certain things ain't working out the way I think, God is in the midst. When I don't see him, like that song say, even when I don't see him working, he's working. Even if I don't feel him, I know he's near me. Right now, when I'm talking to y'all, lifting up his beautiful, wonderful name on this gorgeous day, I know my angels is right here in this car with me. I know they're all around me right now, protecting me from the enemy. I know this in my knower. And sometimes, like a couple of days ago, I was high in spirit. And then by the time that afternoon came, and I thought I was getting things done, which I was. But to just show you how crooked the system is, man, and the way they got these computers. And that's what we're going to talk about on Wednesday. You see, you got to be on the up and up with this because it's transitioning, y'all. And these computers, man, these AIs, the companies, they're there to help you. But when you need help, you can't get it. You can't get it. And I know some guys, and I'm going to wrap this up with this. Because a lot of stuff was moving fast for me in 2022 going into this year. All right, I had to get some help, and I had to get a virtual assistant, right? But you know what? Some of y'all was very disrespectful. I'm going to just call it out. those that was calling my office and stuff was very disrespectful to my virtual assistant. And they saw I was doing my most. Y'all didn't even know. Half the time, I was tired and sleep, trying to make sure to meet all the obligations that was coming through that phone line. And people was leaving messages, hate calls. You know, we sent it. I got so many emails. So many emails that the system crashed. That's how many emails I was getting. And don't talk about from the same people. Because I'm trying to do videos and send them videos. Because every time we schedule appointments to meet with them on video, oh, they're at work. They can't come. They doing something. It was always something. So I said, well, you know what? Let me try to make it comfortable and accessible. Let me just go ahead and do a video. Because I know a video and a recording, you can listen to. You know what I'm saying? You can listen to that anytime. But, oh, we got some arrogant, narcissistic folks. But I want to meet you face to face. Baby, that's not this. That's not how this world is. So I do understand that everything virtual, it is kind of disheartened because you don't have access. But guess what? The world don't revolve around you. The world don't revolve around me. We have to make some adjustments. And as adults, we acting like babies. You don't know how to make adjustments. You don't have grace for nobody else. You want people to have grace for you. You want people to forgive you. You want people to have time for you. But you're not making time for nobody. You're not giving nobody no grace. You're not forgiving nobody. So come on now. It gotta work both ways. And to be honest with you, that's what the Bible say. And it's not do unto others so others can do unto you. No, do unto others what you want God to do unto you. Hello? Come on, y'all got to get y'all mind right. So that's what was happening, you know. And a lot of people don't understand that when you fall into situations like that, man, that's a no-no. So we not having that this year, not in 2024. Now I'm going to still have my virtual assistant, oh yes, but we not going to have that. We're going to have higher frequency people with a level mind that's want to grow and get somewhere. And the processes that God is exposing to us to really be all that we can be, to really be the lenders and not the borrowers, and have a humble spirit, because you're going to have a humble spirit with this process. And I took my lick. I took it. I want all that God has for me, y'all, and you should want the same thing. I want God to give me everything. And so you have to be humble with this process. You can't have greed in your heart. You can't have hate in your heart. You can't have bitterness in your heart. Only the strong will survive. And believe me, those that endure to the end will win. Only those that endure to the end will win. But the only way that you're going to be able to win this race, you're going to have to go through that humble state. Pride, nah, that ain't going to work. Because like I heard somebody say, yeah, you better stay humble. You don't want to kick in the Murphy Law. And I was trying to say, what do they mean by the Murphy Law? What is that? That's that karma. You see, you be saying stuff, doing stuff, and that stuff backfire on your behind. And don't think, oh, see, I'm going in a rant. Now, y'all know how Dr. D roll. Y'all know how I roll. Y'all ain't heard from me in a while, so. You know, I've seen where people think they mistreated somebody, and they can make up for it by being with somebody else. So, no, I'm going to take care of this one. Not knowing that God got it on record that you really messed up with that woman. You messed up a lot. Was a stone, supposed to been a spiritual person, was wind up being a homemonger, right? But doing things in the spirit, doing things that, quote unquote, they say they was doing it for God. In the name of God. Y'all better watch that. People tell me I'm doing this in the name of God. God told me to do this. I tell you what. If Father ever tell you that you're supposed to be doing something, do it. You don't need no approval from nobody. But it amazes me how people nitpick you for little frivolous stuff. They nitpick you for little bit of things and won't be meticulous with you, all right? But yet, in the background, they're frivolous. Oh, come on now. And that's why I put my hand up, I just leave it alone. Because people keep forgetting that I'm a seer. I'm a prophet. I don't advertise it. And I can see. So I be seeing. And I was like, whoa, I just back up. Because see, if I allow my flesh to get in there, oh, I could tell somebody. I'd be like the Tasman and the devil. Oh, yeah, Dr. D, man. God, ooh. God has to do a lot, man. I done came off my ex, my children. I done came along with y'all. I'm kind of proud of myself. From this last little incident, I'm kind of proud of myself. Because it could have been real, real bad. That old man was about to rise big time. Yeah, it was about, y'all would have seen me on the news, seriously. I'm going to just confess that. But thank God for Jesus. Up on high, Lord. He set me free. Because I called on the Trinity. Nothing but the Lord came in and set me free. Oh, yeah. But guess what? I had to say yes to his will and yes to his way. Because I know God always, every day, send mercy my way. No matter where I go, no matter what I'm coming into, my God loves me so much. He always opened the doors for me. That's right. God did it. He's doing it. And he's going to do it again. And I just want y'all all to know that he's going to do the same for you. That's why you ain't got to worry what nobody do to you. Because my God sees. He sits up on high and he looks low. He have everything written down in the books, baby. And guess what? You don't have to worry about a thing. You don't have to worry about a thing. You don't have to worry about a thing. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he truly cares for you. Yes, he do. He say his eyes is upon the righteous, and he know those that call upon his name. Guess what? If you call upon God's name from your heart and really know and have a relationship with your daddy, baby, you ain't got to worry about nobody saying nothing, doing nothing to you about you, no matter what. I don't care how they feel. Because at the end of the day, people always want to have their way. They want things to go their way. And if you don't bow down to them, then you got the problem. No. I don't have the problem because I already know my policies and procedures. I know my border. And see, when you start taking back your authority of your life and stop having people access to your life, oh, that's when you're really going to see who for you and who is against you. Because people want to have control of you. They want to see you at a certain level. Or don't even let them smell you going to get beyond them. Oh, all kind of hell going to break loose. And oh, don't talk about these husband and wives. That's a whole nother subject. I'm not going to never let nobody mess up nothing that God has given me all these years and built a relationship with somebody. And I can trust what they're saying. And I've seen that they're trying to work with me. And you think I'm going to let an uncircumcised Philistine come in and mess that up? Now, yeah, you're going to respect the position of the person. You're going to respect that wife. You're going to respect that husband. But if it's a business relationship and y'all know it's business relationship and they got their insecurities, oh, no, baby, they need to go check themselves. And see how Dr. D roll, I put my hands up and I get out of it. When I see, if I got to keep going back and forth with people, and I know I have extended myself to try to make things happen for that person, and went beyond my call, used my resources, come on. Nah, we not doing this no more, and that's just where I'm at in my life now. Because this frequency has to stay in a positive realm. If you bring any negative energy in where God want to take you, it's going to crash like dominoes. It surely will. And then you're going to say, well, that ain't work. I don't know what Dr. D talking about. That ain't work for me. Well, how's your heart? How's your language? What is your mindset? How you treating people? Oh, see? You see what I'm saying? These are all the factors that comes into play, you guys, to get you to that manifestation where you want to be, to live a life of freedom. When I woke up the other day, that's all I kept hearing. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Come on, now. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. That's why when I tell people some of my stuff and my stories and the stuff that have, well, when I share my life with certain individuals, they just shake my hand and say, nah, you making that up. Because we ain't never saw you like that. We always saw you happy, you traveling and everything. Because that's the Spirit of the Lord upon me. I don't let this stuff get me down. Now, yeah, it's a fight and it's rough sometimes. But at the end of the day, I know who has my life and my life. I know who has my soul. I've given my soul to the Lord, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on now. Come from my forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is my heritage. This is who I believe in. This is who I'm dwelling in. This is who I'm standing on. So, yeah. You can always see the joy of the Lord. And the key part is, that's my strength. So you need some strength today. Guess what? Maybe you need to get in there and start doing some brain dancing. Stop hoarding all that information and start working it out. Stop. It's time to execute. Time for execution, y'all. So what you gonna do today? All right, so I done head on. I'm at the office. Let me roll. Let me get ready to get things set up. I really wanted to go over... I wanted to go and get something else. But yeah, it's going to be a great and marvelous day, y'all. All right? Your life, I'm telling you, your life is going to be so amazing. All right? Your life is going to be so amazing. You're going to shock yourself. Yeah. You thought it was rough, but it was rough for a reason. You know, I just pray that you had an opportunity to understand why you was facing so much. All right? That's the key thing. That's the key thing, you guys. All right? That's the key thing. I love you all. I want the best for everybody. All right? Now, once you get your life straight, while you building, you have people around you, and you know who's ready and who's not. Because some things that we learning, we can't share with everybody because they're still in the matrix. They still got their mind plugged into this world. You know? And so we not called to those persons. And sorry to say it, some of them are even in your family. Some of them are your children, your cousins, your aunties, because they feel like, oh, I've arrived. You know, people feel like they arrived because they got their big, beautiful house and they beautiful cars or whatever. But, man, I found out some stuff. I just wait to the private session on Wednesday to talk about that. All right. Take responsibility of your life, y'all, and I'm going to show y'all how to do it. All right. I'm going to show y'all the real deal. What's really happening and what's about to hit. It's already happening behind the scene, but what's about to hit? And so you can be prepared and your family can be prepared. All right? And I'm only going to talk about that in a private sense. All right? So y'all have a blessed and glorious day. When I get that link, I'm going to try to put that link on there on this feed right here and also on the Facebook and Instagram and the YouTube. You can go on the YouTube to see what we talked about yesterday, the CTA. All right. And then tonight we're going to talk about your business. All right. And start getting that credit report and stuff together. Pull that credit report. It's so important because we're going to talk about that on Wednesday too. All right. All right, y'all. This is Dr. D with the Boom Factor. This is our seventh season. Woo, woo, woo. Seventh season being on a Boom Factor show that has merged to Spotify. Share this link with somebody. Somebody that you know that need encouragement, need some help with their business, financially, even spiritually, with their personal life. Dr. D is here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love you guys. I want all you guys to win. You all in my network, y'all my peeps. I see them all. I'm not that far from 100K listeners. All right? So let's make that happen for Dr. D. Share this link on Spotify. You can go and do a review. I think they have a review right here too. On there. I have to look again because you know they're always updating something. But show me some love. Let's get some algorithms going because we about to go down. It's about to go down, y'all. It's about to go down. And I want y'all to be able to just have the resources, right? With no sweat. Have the resources. Now, you got to do some work because I was looking at some stuff and I'm like, Lord, have mercy. I still got to do this. I got to do that. But guess what? Freedom is near you. It's time for us to live free, all right? It's time for us to live free, y'all. I mean, literally free. I mean, clean and clear, legally to live free. All right. God bless y'all. I love y'all. And I'll go to Urban Management Group with an E. Urban Management Group with an E. E-R-V-I-N. Go to the YouTube channel and subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you can know when I'm coming on live for these 12 days of Christmas for business. And leave a comment. All right. Give me a shout out. Let me know what city and state that you're listening from. All right. Later.